This is Wealth Wake Up on KGMI with Dick Donahue.
The opinions voiced in Wealth Wake Up with Dick Donahue are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through CWM, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera Advisor Networks is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Guests of Wealth Wake Up with Dick Donahue are not affiliated with Cetera Advisor Networks, CWM, LLC, or Asset Advisors, LLC.
Hi, this Saturday morning, and we're both in studio today. Okay, let's look at a summary of this week's markets. We saw that the week began with positive news, with the U.S. and Canada reached agreement on NAFTA replacement. The in-party agreement will now be submitted to each country's legislature for approval. News that Italy sought to significantly widen the country's budget deficit targets and commentary from various Federal Reserve Board members overshadowed the trade agreement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reached a new record high on Tuesday before retreating for the week. The Dow Jones fell 0.4% this week. The S&P 500 index lost almost 1%, followed by the NASDAQ at about 3.25%, and the Russell 2000 that lost nearly 4%. The new Italian government initially set a three-year budget target deficit for the upcoming three-year period of 2.4%. The optimistic plan anticipated that social spending would spur growth. The deficit plan unnerved both the financial markets and the European Commission. Italian bonds and the Italian banks, which hold most of the bonds, sold off. The Italian economy minister subsequently pledged to reduce the deficit in future years, yet skepticism remains. In the U.S., Fed commentary highlighted the view that the economy is performing well and the future rate increases will be necessary to moderate inflation. Chairman Powell's statement that the economy is a long way from neutral at this point was interpreted as a more hawkish sentiment. The yield curve steepened as Treasury sold off. The 10-year Treasury note rose 18 basis points, that would be almost 0.2%, to close at 3.23%. a 7-year high, while the 30-year reached a 4-year high. Employment news on Friday supported the Fed commentary. The unemployment rate fell to 3.7%, a low not seen since December of 1969. 2.8% annual wage inflation remains within the expected range. Technology and small cap stocks bore the brunt of the sell-off over worries that the economy might slow and higher interest rates would dampen expansion. Global trade issues remain top of mind. Talks with Europe and Japan provide a sense of optimism for a likely agreement. The heightened rhetoric between the U.S. and China, though, suggests that no agreement is imminent. China is taking steps to stimulate growth, such as suspending environmental reform, financial incentives to boost corporate spending. Commentary during the upcoming earnings season will provide additional color as companies discuss the impact of tariffs on sales and revenues and their expenditures entering into 2019. This next week, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and Wells Fargo report earnings and will comment on the potential impact of higher interest rates. Across the economy, higher interest rates will benefit financially strong companies as weaker competitors are hampered by higher debt costs. Inflation enables many companies to generate higher earnings by raising prices. The current market fears are likely linked to the normalization of interest rates. Investors may need some time to adapt. Thus far, though, the economic data supports continued growth with no signs of recession on the near or immediate horizon. Spend a little bit more time talking about this week's employment report that came out yesterday. The September posts of new gains, job gains for growth and business confidence. It was good economic news that continued to roll in. The Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday released a positive September jobs report with a gain of 134,000 jobs, which is the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. These reflect a strong economy and continued business confidence. In addition to this, the report showed gains in total labor force, wages, employment, and crucial sectors that have been in a focus of the Trump administration. Notable details of the September report include a decline in the unemployment rate for adult women, 3.3%, whites, 3.3%, and near-record unemployment lows continue for African Americans at 6% and Hispanics at 4.5%. We saw gains in crucial sectors such as professional and business services, which added 54,000 jobs, healthcare, which added 26,000 jobs, transportation and warehousing were up 24,000 jobs, construction is up 23,000 jobs, and mining was up 6,000. September also saw strong gains in manufacturing, up over 18,000 jobs. Some wondered whether the August dip in manufacturing employment, which was minus 3,000, was a harbinger of the coming weakness in that sector. But the strong showing in September, along with manufacturing confidence, continued at all-time highs and have gone a long ways to allay that fear. And while the labor force participation rate remained unchanged at 62.7%, we saw an additional 150,000 people enter the workforce in September, reflecting strong demand in the job market. While this is positive, it does not make up for the loss in August. Meanwhile, wages continue to a slow but steady climb, rising 8 cents to $27.24 an hour on the average, while average hourly earnings have risen 73 cents or 2.8% over the last year. The rise in wages, bonuses, and other benefits demonstrates that employers are looking to attract more people back into the workforce to fill open jobs. And on a more troubling note, the number of persons employed part-time for economic reasons or involuntary part-time workers increased by 263,000 to 4.6 million in September. In addition, the number of discouraged workers or people currently not looking for work because they believe that no jobs are available for them still remains stubborn. And while the number of jobs created is lower than expected predictions, dramatic upward revisions for July and August, which were up 87,000 jobs, helped soften the blow. The recently negotiated replacement for NAFTA provides encouraging news on the trade front. Fears of a downward spiraling trade war and the potential damage to economic growth have been alleviated to a degree. In addition to securing solid trade agreements, the economy needs long-run certainty on taxes. Last year's tax cuts have been a huge boon to job growth, but tax reform 2.0 is needed to lock in those benefits, and Congress continues to debate tax reform 2.0. Well, a little short note here real quick. All men in South Korea are required to complete at least 22 months of military service before the age of 28. This is dependent on them passing a physical exam. If he fails, he's exempt from service or must complete alternative work. 12 student singers decided to take their fate into their own hands by binge eating pizza and hamburgers 5 times a day in an effort to fatten up and fail the physical exam. They were hoping for community service, so they would still have time to sing for their dinner, presumably after work. Dick Donahue with you with Wealth Wake Up Live. Dick and Camille, I should say. We'll be back shortly with a little break here. Thanks for listening.
There's an amazing place right here in Whatcom County, less than a 30-minute drive north of Bellingham. A place where you'll forget traffic, city noises, and the pressures of your work week. If you've dreamt of a special escape for a day, a weekend, or a lifetime, Semiahmoo Shore is that dream come true. Semiahmoo Shore offers brand new award-winning homes from 2,000 to 3,000 square feet with prices starting at only $795,000. Go to ultimatewaterfront.com for a tour of our gated community, spectacular homes, and miles of unspoiled beaches located next to the fabulous Semiahmoo Resort Hotel and Spa. Model homes are open daily noon to 5 p.m., considered by many as the most beautiful spot on Washington's coast, where the sun rises over Mount Baker and the harbor on one side of your new home, and and sets in the Inland Pacific on the other. Our remarkable pricing, location, and details are all available at ultimatewaterfront.com. Semiahmoo Shore is listed and marketed by Mike Kent of Windermere Real Estate.
For 72 years, DeWard & Bodie has been the premier appliance and mattress retailer north of Seattle. For 72 years, they've delivered the best customer service, stocked the largest selection of appliances, and have done it all at the lowest prices guaranteed. Today, they're celebrating these 72 years with their customers during their anniversary sale with store-wide savings, cashback rebates, special financing, and $5,000 in gift card giveaways. Go to any DeWard & Bodie location this weekend and enter their drawing to win one of five $1,000 gift cards. Save on refrigerators, dishwashers, laundry sets, and every major appliance. Get deep discounts on mattresses, bases, and more, and get it all delivered right to your home with qualifying purchases. Pay no money down and no interest for 2 years on select appliances and 4 years on select mattresses. OAC, see store for details and minimum purchase. Get to DeWard & Bodie. Enter to win a $1,000 gift card and save big during the 72nd anniversary sale in Bellingham and Burlington.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Welcome back to Wealth Wake Up Live. Dick Donahue, Camille Kolpenberg with you today. We're Asset Advisors located out on the Pacific Highway. That's the old Highway 99 between Bellingham and Ferndale. We're out next to Wilson's Furniture. Our address is 5060 Pacific Highway, Suite 101, Ferndale, 98248. Our phone number, 360-733-1200. If you've got questions for us, give us a call. Love to talk with you, meet with you. Also, check out our website. The easiest one to get to is wealthwakeup.com. A lot of good information, constantly updating different information, providing lots of news and lots of input there for you. And while I'm talking about news and input, this is election season. And I've been involved with a nonprofit called Common Threads Northwest, which is facilitating, along with 10 other community organizations, a political forum out at Meridian High School. That's on Thursday night, October 18th at 7 p.m. We'll start. We'll have state legislative candidates. We'll have appeals court candidates. We'll have the county council candidates. We've got PUD candidates. We will talk about ballot initiatives. So a lot of good information. And actually, we're doing the same thing down in Cedar Woolley on the 16th with a series of sponsors down in Skagit County. So at Cedar Woolley High School at 7 on the 16th, Meridian High School at 7 on the 18th. And Camille, go for it. You're going to talk about Medicare enrollment.
Medicare enrollment, it's that season. We're going to talk about some prescription drug costs and Social Security and how that all ties together. So before I get started, a little caveat here, Dick and myself, we do not sell health insurance plans. But I think it's important for everyone to think about, especially because we're falling upon that time. October 15th is the start of Medicare enrollment. It ends on December 7th, and it's something that you need to look at every single year. So if you're younger than 65, and I will say it, I am younger than 65, you're probably wondering what all the fuss is with all those TV ads that you see.
And I'm not.
I don't know if you can tell by our voices, but I'm a little younger than Dick is. But it's something that I know about because we talk about it every single time we do have a financial plan, is the consideration of what medical costs are in retirement. You don't have that insurance covering you anymore. And so if you retire before 65, what should you consider in the meantime? And if you are coming up on that 65, what are those actual costs? So, like I said, each year, insurance companies, they make changes to Medicare plans that are going to affect those out-of-pocket costs for your premiums, your deductibles, your drug costs, and it'll alter the makeup of healthcare providers or those pharmacy markets. So changes in your health condition or your prescriptions could mean that your current plan probably might not be the best choice. So what do you do? Well, don't do nothing. You got to kind of review that every year, okay? So decisions about prescription drug plans for 2019 are going to have an impact on a retiree's budget. So a new analysis by a group called the Senior Citizens League of the most frequently prescribed brand drugs, there actually might be a big, big cost there, even $1,000 price differences among those Medicare Part D prescription drug plans for the very same drug. So that's why it's important to look at these things every year. An example of this is a drug, it's a diabetes drug, it's called Novolog FlexPen, and it actually ranged from $37 at the low price through a plan called Silver Script Choice to a high price of $2,012. That's through Anthem Blue Medicare. That's a big difference. And so you got to take a look at these things. You might want to look at that price comparison chart. It's going to illustrate why Medicare beneficiaries need to look at those price differences during open enrollment. And you can do that. We've got a gentleman in our office that can review your prescription drugs every year. And you want to make sure you're getting the lower costs because, like I said, you can have the same drug and it might cost you a little less somewhere else. Another thing, Medicare's online drug plan finder is showing that the combined cost of drugs and the premium with the lowest cost displayed first. So in addition, consumers should compare prices between in-network walk-in pharmacies and those mail order options. It can vary differently. So a little background on Medicare, okay? It comes in two different flavors. We've got original Medicare and then Medicare Advantage, or Med Advantage is what sometimes people see that referred to. So for talking about original Medicare, and it's used by most seniors, you've got what's called Part A hospital coverage. That is, you don't usually pay for that. Part B coverage for outpatient services anywhere in the United States that accept Medicare. Part A is free, like I said, for most beneficiaries. Part B, your standard premium is going to be $134 per month, and that's expected to remain the same in 2019, although we haven't gotten that official announcement yet. So those enrolled in original Medicare have the Part D prescription drug plan, usually add that, and it's going to have that monthly premium as well as a surcharge for people who earn a lot of money. So the average prescription drug plan premium is projected to be about $32.50 a month in 2019. That's slightly down from this year, but premiums are going to vary from year to year. And then there's something called a Med Advantage plan, and those are sold by private insurers. It's including Part A and Part B, and most also include that Part D. It's kind of like they market it as an all-inclusive kind of plan. They sometimes offer additional things like vision and dental that aren't covered by original Medicare, although, you know, you got to think about those prices. Med Advantage members pay the standard Part B premium and in some case an additional monthly amount, but they don't need that separate additional Medigap or prescription drug policy. But, okay, so now you've got, you know, maybe a lower monthly cost. You might have an all-inclusive plan. The thing to think about that, though, you guys, is that typically you're going to be restricted to a network of doctors and medical facilities in specific areas. And then you might also need an approval to consult specialists. So it sounds good on its face, but you want to consider those differences. And like I said, we don't sell health insurance, but we've got a gentleman in our office that does. He can help you out with that. And then also, it's something good to look at when you're in financial planning. Dick and I usually say, okay, so how much do you think your Medicare or medical is going to cost after you retire? And when we're going through that budget sheet with our clients and people who want to do that financial plan, they'll give us a number, maybe like $100 or $200 a month. But the reality of that is for couples, that can be about $700 a month. And that's not something that people often plan for. So that's Medicare. I want to finish off this segment talking about the slowing drug costs and how this is working alongside Social Security and how to plan for all of that. So, you know, we've got the latest projection that came out there, and it is a kind of a good news, bad news kind of deal. So positively, overall healthcare inflation in retirement is now projected at 4.2%. That's actually down from last year's 5.47% projection. And that change is driven by a slower rate of increase in those expected drug costs. So it's actually reflecting people choosing less expensive generic drugs over the brand name drugs. And so that's something to think about there. In 2018, there's something called the donut hole. The donut hole begins once drug costs paid by the beneficiary, that's you, and Medicare Part D drug plan, reaches that initial coverage limit of $3,750. After that, you are responsible for 35% of the cost of brand name drugs and 44% of generic drug costs. So in 2019, the consumer portion of drugs in the coverage gap is going to drop 25% of brand name drugs and 37% for generic. So prior to the passage of the Affordable Care Act, consumers were responsible for 100% of their drug costs while in that donut hole. And as a result, the slowing of drug inflation, that total lifetime retirement health care expense for, let's say, an average 65-year-old woman or couple whose average life expectancy is 87 for men, 89 for women. Women tend to live longer. That's projected at $363,000 in today's dollars. So that's actually also down. The average cost a year ago was $404,000. So it's going down. The cost estimates include your Medicare Part B and D premiums, supplemental Medigap insurance, and then dental, and then your co-pays for medical care and prescription. That number is also including costs for out-of-pocket dental, hearing, and vision that are not covered by Medicare. So those are some numbers to think about when you're going into retirement. The good news on lower projected costs is being kind of tempered by the changes that have happened in Social Security. So a lot of those claiming strategies were removed a few years ago. So it is actually costing people in retirement a little more. So there's a lot of planning that goes into that. And it's important, like I said, to really sit down and review before you hit 65 what those costs are going to be. And if you'd like to do that, we'd love to talk to you. You can reach us at 360-733-1200. And it is now time for a break. It's time for news and sports. Thanks for listening to me, Camille Kopenberg and Dick Donahue.
Imagine you're walking down Holly Street in downtown Bellingham. Shivering doesn't even help to warm you anymore. You've been outside so long. You haven't eaten in 2 days. Your feet seem to get heavier with each step. You just wish someone would notice, but you feel invisible. This was Don's reality. He said, being on the streets, I was very hungry. I felt bad. My stomach really hurt, and a lot of the time, I couldn't sleep because of it. I prayed every night that things would change. Hopefully, you'll never know firsthand the difficulty and loneliness of being homeless. But you can help those who do. One meal at Lighthouse Mission costs just $2.17. You can make sure everyone who comes through the mission's doors is served a filling Thanksgiving dinner. With your donation, Don will enjoy one of those dinners. Donate today at thelighthousemission.org. That's thelighthousemission.org.
KGMI News Update.
I'm Mike Davis. A civil suit alleging Seattle City Council members broke the law is advancing next week. The Seattle Times reports a judge will consider whether polling data and other communications related to now defunct head tax proposal should be made public. Two men have sued the city for allegedly violating the Open Public Meetings Act in the lead-up to the council's repeal of the controversial tax. Attorneys for the city say the records should not be disclosed because they, quote, reflect details of personal political activity and other private matters. Certain cannabis-infused candy could start vanishing from store shelves across our state next year. The Seattle Times reports the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board announced Wednesday it will reevaluate all edible marijuana products in an effort to cut back on products that may appeal to children. KGMI Dependable Forecast, sunny and 59 today, partly cloudy overnight, and showers tomorrow and Monday. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
Join Mark Patrick Hypnosis and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back.
Totally changed my life.
It's amazing.
I don't have any cravings.
You want to quit, but have found it impossible? This is the thing for you. I have absolutely no craving. It's the darndest thing I have ever seen in my life.
It's not for entertainment. It's for results.
Do it. It works, period.
You've tried everything else. You need to come and try this.
Only $49.99 guaranteed. Because don't just cut down, but stop smoking now once and for all. In addition, lose all the weight you want 100% guaranteed with Mark Patrick Hypnosis. Destroy unwanted cravings, late-day eating binges, boredom eating, stress eating. Join the over 500,000 others who have attended and lose weight the Mark Patrick way. That's right, Tuesday, October 9th at the Bellingham Holiday Inn and Suites Hotel, and Wednesday, October 10th at the Mount Vernon Best Western Plus Skagit Valley Inn and Convention Center. Weight loss seminar 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Stop smoking seminar 8 to 10 p.m. More info at markpatrickseminars.com.
KGMI is your local source for instant news, sports, weather, and traffic information, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Unlike the other guys, we don't tease you with a few free articles a month on our website, then shut you out and demand that you pay a subscription fee. News and information is always free at KGMI.com. And we don't annoy you with full-page pop-up ads either. So remember, whether you're listening at AM 790 or 96.5 FM, or checking out KGMI.com, KGMI is your dependable and free local news source. KGMI Sports.
On the grid, the number 10 Washington Huskies are at the Rose Bowl today to take on the 0-4 UCLA Bruins. 4-1 Washington State travels to Corvallis for the 1-4 Oregon State Beavers today. 6 p.m. kickoff on that one. Week 6, high school football scores from last night for our area. Seahome shuts out Cedar Crest, 33-0. It was Meridian over Linden Christian, 35-20. Bellingham shuts out Anacortes, 41-0. Squalicum doubled Ferndale, 28-14. Mount Baker, 55. Nooksack Valley, 21. Another shutout, Montlake Terrace over Blaine, 40-0 last night. Cedro Woolley beat Bainbridge Island, 54-42. And Archbishop Murphy squeaks by Lakewood, 36-35 last night. A Thursday night score, in case you missed it, Lummi topped Darrington, 62-22. On the ice, the Bellingham Blazers kicked off their 2018-2019 season last night at Sportsplex. Bellingham scored an 8-4 victory with goals from TJ Prexler. He had a hat trick. Robbie Eckleberger had two. Tommy Steven had one. Kevin Kabenek had one. And Jamal Ekit had one. The Blazers also tallied 11 assists on the night across 9 different players. Good team effort. Blazers goalie Coulter Pollock finished with 40 saves as well. The Vancouver Canucks are in the Saddle Dome in Calgary today to take on the Flames. That's Game 2 of Hockey Night in Canada on CBC, 7 o'clock if you want to watch it. The Canucks beat Calgary at home in the regular season opener Wednesday, 5-2. On the court, the Portland Trail Blazers were in Phoenix for the Suns last night. Portland topped them 115-93. Yusuf Nurkic had 16 points, 9 rebounds in a battle with number 1 overall pick DeAndre Ayton, who led Phoenix with 19 points and 14 rebounds in 23 minutes of play. Western Viking athletes are busy today. Volleyball's at Western Oregon. Women's soccer's at CWU with the men at Northwest Nazarene. It's Division II conference crossover and Emerald City meet day for the Harriers. And the softball squad at Western takes on SFU at the Husky Fall Classic at UW today. KGMI Dependable Forecast, sunny and 59 today. Winds northwest 5 to 10 on the water. Partly cloudy, 45 overnight. Sunday and Monday showers with highs in the mid-50s. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
Welcome back.
Wealth Wake Up Live. Dick Donahue, Camille Copenberg with you today. We are in studio at KGMI. And speaking of that, I mentioned earlier the October 18th forum out at Meridian High School. That will be broadcast live here on KGMI from 7 o'clock that evening till 9:30. So while we'd love to have you out there in person, if you can't be out there in person, turn on KGMI and listen to the forum. I think you'll find it very good information on helping you get to the vote. I'm going to take a piece here. This Tuesday, I think it was, of last week, there was an article in the New York Times regarding the Trump family and them using tax dodges or something of the effect and to game the system. And I had a couple of pieces that I pulled out on it. I want to read two lines out of one of them. It said, "It's important to note that despite the tenor of the piece, the majority of the estate planning techniques that Fred Trump used don't appear to be particularly underhanded or even necessarily illegal." And a second line in there is, "But there's a reason the experts quoted in the article largely hedged their language short of declaring that something illegal went down. Part of that reticence may be a fear of backlash, but most of what Fred Trump did technique-wise seems legal, or at least difficult to determine. And contrary to what you may have heard, numbers can be hard to prove." So I'm going to open up that piece with this, and I want to talk about it. The Trump family used a strategy to save taxes. They saved taxes by using a type of a trust. It's what we call a grantor-retained annuity trust, or GRAT. Well, what is a GRAT, and why is it used? Well, at a high level, GRATs are a complex vehicle used to transfer wealth in a tax-efficient way. Uber-wealthy families often use GRATs to remove wealth from their estate and transfer it to their children, who inherit that wealth tax-free. In Mr. Trump's case, his parents transferred property, such as an apartment complex, into two GRATs, one in the father's name, Fred, and in his mother's, Mary's name, according to an investigative report that was published in the New York Times. The Trump family is hardly alone. Other business titans, such as the Walton family of Walmart fame, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, casino czar Sheldon Adelson, and Goldman Sachs chairman Lloyd Bankfein, reportedly have also set up trusts of this type. So how does it work? Well, GRATs are what are also known as split interest trusts. The interest in an asset is split between the original owner, which is the grantor, and the beneficiary over a set number of years. The transfer can be short-term, maybe 2 years, or longer-term, between 10 or 20 years, for example. A typical grant strategy is to put an asset into the trust that is likely to appreciate greatly in value. The grantor receives annuity income. That's the donor. That's the father in this case. A combination of principal plus an interest rate set by the Treasury Department over the grant's term, and the beneficiary receives the remaining value tax-free. So here's a high-level illustration. Let's say that the grantor puts $10 million worth of Apple stock in a grant with a 5-year term and a 3% interest rate. The grantor would get $2 million in principal and $60,000 in interest. Now, again, don't forget, the interest rate is set by the IRS, not by just arbitrarily by someone, but by the IRS. So the grantor gets $2 million in principal. They get $60,000 in interest payments every year for 5 years. So let's say that the Apple stock grew to $20 million over that time. Well, the beneficiary would get a total of $9.7 million, $20 million minus $10.3 million tax-free. So the beneficiary receives the value of that stock at the end of the term of that trust. So if it goes up in value, but again, a grant is totally legal. And so a strategy that would have saved Mr. Trump and his siblings more than $5 million in taxes back in 1999 when Fred Trump died. Now, there is a risk in using a trust, and that is if the grantor dies before the trust end of the trust terms. So if the grantor dies before the term of the grant, the end of the term, grant, so let's say it's 5 years and they die after year three, well, the whole thing is brought back into their estate, and they didn't achieve anything for estate planning purposes when they die. The grantor also has to outlive the term of the grant. So What is often why the wealthy opt for shorter-term grants rather than longer-term ones. Indeed, the Trumps opted for two-year grants, according to the Times. But all the news and all the other stuff that came out the other day, just want to spend a minute talking about what they did was totally legal. There was not illegal, and that's why even the experts that were quoted in the article didn't say that it was illegal. But you were led to believe it was. Anyway, Camille, go for it.
Media these days. Okay. Hey, it's time for some IRA Q&A. So the question comes from somebody, and the scenario goes, my husband passed away on December 27, 2017. He was 82, and he was taking his required minimum distributions from his IRA. The spouse was the sole beneficiary and age 75 in 2018. Okay. That IRA was rolled into the wife's own IRA in January 2018 because of her lower age. So the question is, what life expectancy is used to calculate her required distribution for 2018? Is it the owner's, who's older, or the spouse's? And they say, thank you for any help you can provide. Okay, so I'm going to assume that since the husband died so late in 2017 that the RMD was already taken for that year. You want to verify that that happened. And then next, by executing that rollover, you will get to use her life expectancy to calculate the 2018 required distribution going forward. So it's going to be a lot less money that has to come out. And that would actually have been true even if she had to wait until later in the year to execute that rollover. So good news there. The second question goes as follows. So I have a, the question goes, I have a government-sponsored 457B account. It's funded with pre-tax money. I've retired from that job and under the terms of the plan can withdraw the money without penalty. And I do realize that taxes will be due on the 457B at some point. My idea was to withdraw the money each year for the next few years while the tax rates are lower and while my income is lower, you know, because I'm not going to take Social Security anytime soon. And I want to put that money into a Roth account that I already own. So I understand that if I have a 457 company, a 457B company send me a check, they're going to actually withhold 20% for taxes, and I can invest the withdrawal proceeds in my Roth. The question is, if I have the company directly roll over the withdrawal into the Roth, when do I owe taxes? Is it the year of the withdrawal from the 457 or the year of the withdrawal from the Roth? Also, if I take the check and reinvest it within 60 days, how does the IRS know I actually reinvested? Is that going to create a red flag? Will I get audited? Thank you so much for this tricky subject. Okay, the answer. So to make a Roth IRA contribution, first you have to have earned income. So what I heard was that you're retired. So under the tax code, retirement plan distributions are not earned income. You actually have to be doing work. So even though they're taxable income. So that means if you do not have any other source of income, that's not going to qualify as earned income. You cannot contribute into a Roth IRA from your 457 distributions. But take heart, those earned income rules don't apply to rollover. So what that means is you can take your 457B and then do a Roth conversion or roll that money into the Roth IRA even if you do not have any source of income. There are two ways to do that. Directly or indirectly. Directly is the better choice. You want to do a trustee-to-trustee transfer. The payment is not made to you. It's made to the IRA custodian, and so there's no withholding. The second is the indirect rollover where you receive a check and have to put it in a Roth within 60 days. That's an indirect, so you are still going to have that 20% withholding and also need to make sure that you put that on your taxes appropriately. Work with a CPA. Finally, distributions from a qualified plan are reported to the IRS. It's on a Form 1099-R, and then your IRA custodian is going to let the IRS know or let you know that you did the rollover on a form called 5498. So the IRS knows how to follow the tracks there. So no red flag, no audit issues there. All right, that's my IRA Q&A for the day. It's time for a break. Thanks for listening to Dick Donahue and Camille Kopenberg.
Hi, this is Amy from the Amy Warenski State Farm Agency in Linden. Farming is your way of life. I get that. State Farm's Farm Ranch policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build. We're proud to tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm. Contact Amy Warenski State Farm at 360-354-6868 for a quote or just to get more information. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Fall is right around the corner, and it's important to make sure your furnace is in top working order. Northwest Propane has a couple of pointers to help you save money. Replace the air filter as needed, and have your furnace professionally cleaned early in the season. Northwest Propane has pay plan options and automatic propane delivery services. Rest easy, knowing you'll never have to check the propane level again. Northwest Propane, the number one choice for Whatcom, Skagit, Island, and Snohomish counties since 1947. Online at nwpropane.net.
Hun, winter's coming. Gonna be cold.
We'd better call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating.
We'll never survive. Our furnace can't keep up with a cold winter. We're doomed! Doomed! Who will save us?
Okay, thank you. Bye. It's all taken care of, hun. I called Cliff and Jeff at AirTech. They'll install our new heating system next week.
Cliff and Jeff are my heroes.
Get up to a $1,600 rebate or up to 60 months free financing on a brand new Lennox system. Call AirTech Heating today at 734-5010 and online at airtechheat.com.
There's an amazing place right here in Whatcom County, less than a 30-minute drive north of Bellingham. A place where you'll forget traffic, city noises, and the pressures of your work week. If you've dreamt of a special escape for a day, a weekend, or a lifetime, Semiahmoo Shore is that dream come true. Semiahmoo Shore offers brand new award-winning homes from 2,000 to 3,000 square feet with prices starting at only $795,000. Go to ultimatewaterfront.com for a tour of our gated community, spectacular homes, and miles of unspoiled beaches located next to the fabulous Semiahmoo Resort Hotel and Spa. Model homes are open daily noon to 5 p.m., considered by many as the most beautiful spot on Washington's coast, where the sun rises over Mount Baker in the harbor on one side of your new home and sets in the inland Pacific on the other. Our remarkable pricing, location, and details are all available at ultimatewaterfront.com. Semiahmoo Shore is listed and marketed by Mike Kent of Windermere Real Estate.
Hunger is an ongoing issue in Whatcom County, and the Feed the Need Community Food Drive wants to help. Here's Suzanne Navan from the Ferndale Food Bank explaining why.
Folks are finding jobs in Whatcom County, but the jobs aren't paying enough to help them keep home and hearth together. Nutrition is a basic need. Having enough food to put on your table is a basic need, and it's one that the food banks help fill for our clients.
Next week, let's feed that need with $150,000 raised for Whatcom County Food Banks with Hagen Northwest Fresh Industrial Credit Union and the Cascade Radio Group.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome back. Welcome
back.
Hi, Camille Kopenberg with you here in studio. Having a little discussion here about Medicare supplements during the break. Yes. And, Camille did a great job of talking about the fact that open enrollment is coming up. And I oftentimes, in the process of reviewing this with our clients, use personal experience a little bit to help clarify what we believe is the right thing for our clients, and that is to have certainty as to what your expenses are going to be. And typically you'll see a lot of Medicare Advantage plans out there, which are sometimes limited as far as the doctors and the hospitals and even as far as how much coverage there is or who will accept them, which is one concern. So generally, you know, using my own experience, my wife had cancer 6 years ago, and she went through her chemo and her radiation, and at the end of that time got very sick and ended up in the hospital for about 12 days. The long and the short of it is she came out of the hospital. We didn't receive Bill 1. We were using Plan F at the time. We're now using Plan G, which are basically the two plans are almost identical, except that Plan G's got about a $190 deductible. But you're paying about $165 a month for Plan G. And a lot of people, of course, they look at the costs and they think, well, you know, they can look at the Med Advantage plan and it sounds cheaper. And it probably is, except when you get into co-pays and deductibles. Mm-hmm. And so generally my advice to clients is if they can afford it, and I try to encourage them to afford it, is to go ahead and go to Plan F or Plan G, and it's preferably G, And just simply because if you need to have medical coverage for something, it's better to know that you can go to the doctor and not worry about it than you can worry about, gee whiz, if I go to the doctor, it's going to cost me money and I don't want to go and I don't have the money to pay for it. So a little bit of personal experience with that one that you know, we share with our clients on a regular basis just because we think we should. The other thing is I keep talking about different things we're seeing coming up where there's fraud involved. Another piece we came out this week, a fellow by the name of Melvin, I won't use his last name. He was in South Carolina. He pled guilty to a count of securities fraud in May. He was sentenced to 75 months in prison and was ordered to pay about $3 million in restitution to his clients. Basically, he set up a fake company. He had the clients invest the money in that fake company. We keep seeing these things. We keep warning people, check out who you're doing business with and be aware of where you are. And while we're talking about checking out who you're doing business with, the Securities and Exchange Commission in August came out with an investor alert regarding self-directed IRAs. And basically, get a little bit of overview, an IRA account must be held by a custodian. And a self-directed IRA custodian can be a bank, a trust company, or other entity approved by the IRS as a custodian. And so just titling an asset in the name of an IRA does not make it an IRA asset. An IRA is established by completing an IRA application in a beneficiary form and receiving a copy of the IRA agreement, which gives the rules of the IRA. The IRA is then funded. Those funds are used to purchase the assets held in the IRA, and the process is the same for self-directed IRAs. And an IRA held at most institutions is limited to investing in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And while there are thousands of investment options which to choose, there are also alternative options for IRA investments that are permissible under the tax code. Self-directed IRAs give the IRA owner access to those alternative investments. However, the prohibited investments for an IRA are collectibles, most coins, artwork, alcohol, motor vehicles, life insurance, subchapter S corporate stock, alternative investments including real estate, promissory notes, mortgages, private placement securities, tax liens, certain precious metals, etc. The most recent addition to the list is also digital assets such as Bitcoin, Litecoin, etc. So self-directed IRA agreements differ from other IRA agreements. They generally limit the self-directed custodian's duties, provide a place to hold the alternative assets. Anyway, the responsibility for all investment choices rests solely on the self-directed IRA owner. If there's a problem with the investment, the custodian has no liability. So what are the SEC's concerns? Well, self-directed custodians provide a lower level of protection for their account owners by providing little or no information on the investments or promoters used by the account owners. Fraudsters may misrepresent the role of duties of a self-directed IRA custodian. They may also imply that investments are protected against losses. Retirement accounts are generally held as long-term investments, but there are penalties for early withdrawals, and there are no required distributions until you're 70 and a half, except for Roth IRAs that have no required minimum distributions, period. These characteristics make it easier for fraud to be committed in retirement accounts, as there's maybe less active oversight on the part of the IRA owner. Many alternative investments have little public information available, and what is available may not be properly audited. If at all, this makes harder for the IRA owner to make an informed decision. So how do you reduce fraud risk? Well, they list a number of ways for self-directed IRA owners to reduce possible fraud. One, an easier alternative, is to avoid unsolicited investment offers. Be wary of offers that require IRA funds to be moved to a new self-directed IRA designed to hold the investment being pitched. Ask questions. Ask if the promoter is registered or licensed, and if the investment is registered. And check out those answers. Watch out for guaranteed returns. This is a classic feature of frauds. All investments carry a risk of fluctuating gains and losses. Typically, the greater the risk, the greater the return if the investment does well. There are no guarantees. And consult a professional, but not just the professional that brought in by the promoter. Choose an independent professional. And resources for fraud victims, IRA owners who have suffered a loss or who have information about a scam should contact the SEC Complaint Center and or the respective state securities administrators. The SEC may also has a bulletin called How Harmed Investors May Recover Money that is information on how victims might recover funds lost due to fraud. And there's a whole list of references that we've got available. So if you want more information on this, give us a call, 360-733-1200. But again, we talk about these things because we run across people all the time that are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And the problem is they don't know that they shouldn't be doing it. So a little word of caution out there for you that we think is really important. So, Dick Donahue, Camille Copenberg with you with Wealth Wake Up Live here on KGMI this Saturday morning. As always, we thank you for listening. If you got questions for us, give us a call, 360-733-1200. And as a reminder, tomorrow's morning show at 9 o'clock. Dial in, listen in. We'd love to have you. And also, again, October 18th, Meridian High School. We've got the countywide political forum. Love to have you attend. Got questions for any of this, give us a call, 360-733-1200. Thanks for listening.
Opinions voiced in Wealth Wake Up with Dick Donahue are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through CWM, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera Advisor Networks is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Guests of Wealth Wake Up with Dick Donahue are not affiliated with Cetera Advisor Networks, CWM, LLC, or Asset Advisors, LLC.
Let's face it, borrowing for a home can be stressful. Why add to that stress by trying to explain your finances to a faceless voice on the phone?
Press 2 to apply for a loan.
Whether you need conventional, FHA, VA, or rural housing financing, you can expect professional, timely assistance from a local Bank of the Pacific mortgage lender. Contact a mortgage lender through bankofthepacific.com. Then they'll call you and set a pre-qualification meeting. Bank of the Pacific is member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417480. All loans subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions may apply.
Hey neighbors, how's your summer been?
Cheers, mate. It's been great, but it sure is chilly out this morning.
Yes, it is. But with typical Northwest weather, it'll be warm by this afternoon.
With the weather changing, we're thinking of ringing Linden Sheet Metal to find out how to switch our new heat pump from air conditioning to heating.
They'll tell you that the heat pump from American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning will automatically adjust between heating and cooling.
That's brilliant. I am so glad we invested in an American Standard heat pump when we moved in.
Fall will be here before you know it, and so will those days where mornings can be cool and the afternoons warm. The best thing about an American Standard heat pump is that it can automatically switch between heating and cooling, so you are comfortable without having to think about it. Call Call Linden Sheet Metal today to see how easy and affordable it is to have a heat pump installed in your home.
KGMI Bellingham.
HD2, 92.9 KISM.
And 96.5 FM in Bellingham.